A lot of parents are worried that their kids will fall behind academically because they've spent so many months learning remotely. But there's something else to think about. Researchers say kids are also missing out on social learning. Jed Slayman of WHYY's The Pulse collaborated with Philadelphia high school students to take a look at the things we learn in school that can't be found in a textbook.
Love school. Some kids hate it. But many students agree on one thing. School via Zoom sucks.
All you're doing is just staring at a screen all day and not doing anything else.
That's Nicholas Orlando Gonzalez. He's 10, lives in Philly. He's talking to one of the Pulse's student reporters, his cousin Caitlin Rodriguez.
Do you like online school? Do you feel like it's difficult or do you feel
kind
like
of difficult
hard?
Because at school when you're actually at school it's different because you get to like do activities with your friends and all this fun stuff and it's just so difficult because you're just staring at a screen all day and it's boring. It's like being tortured by the internet.
He misses his friends, especially his best friend, Akeem.
It's just so hard that I don't get to see my friends no more. I just miss them all so much.
Remote learning for kids like Nicholas is all the boring parts of school without any of the fun little moments that make it worthwhile. Joking around in the few minutes before class starts, the lunchroom discussions. But it's more than just fun. Development researchers say a different kind of learning happens here amid the countless social interactions that school provides.
In the beginning, nobody was talking about kids missing anything besides the academics. We're not really thinking about these kids that might really be losing a lot of skills that take time to develop.
That's Becky Lakin-Gulan. She's a professor of psychology at Gwinnett Mercy University in Pennsylvania and studies a kind of socialization older kids and young adults go through called emerging adulthood. It's something she thinks is lost in the back-to-school debate.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, they came out in June, I think, and made a statement that said kids should go back to school in person if at all possible. And I remember after that happened, people really, really, really got angry.
And with the virus picking up steam in parts of the country, people are scared.
But what the American Academy of Pediatrics was trying to do is say that it also matters to physically be present with other people.
Lakin-Gulan says the social interactions we have at school are practice for the roles we play at work and in adult life. They help us code switch from the person we are when we're brainstorming with peers or when we're talking to a boss. Lakin-Gulan says these are things we have to learn how to do. Tamar Kushnir heads up the Early Childhood Cognition Lab at Cornell University. She told me about this lesson she learned in the second grade.
I very much remember having a friend who was, she was a smaller girl, and she was easily picked on. And she was very smart, and I liked her. She was smart and bookish. But there was a big, mean girl who found her, she's about half the size of this girl, and she just found her very easy to pick on.
Kushnir, though, was a big kid herself. And one day, 8-year-old her decided enough was enough. She walked over to the big mean girl and her small bookish friend, and she stood directly between them.
And I learned how to stand up for my friend when my friend was being picked on.
Kushnir did what she did without anyone telling her to. She made the decision. Moments like these, researchers think, help shape your character, what Kushnir calls moral agency.
One of the things that we in our lab think contributes to moral agency is just having made decisions yourself makes you feel empowered to do it again. Having one experience, you felt like you stood up and you said, no, this is wrong. Even just one experience like that can make you feel empowered to do it a second time.
Kushnir says you learn from more than just friends or bullies. Every single person brings some different variable that does not exist at home with your family. These interactions help shape who you are, what parts of your personality shine.
When COVID happened, I felt lost.
That's Caitlin Rodriguez again, our student reporter. She's a sophomore at a performing arts high school in Philly. She told us her freshman year was a chance to be what she considered the real Caitlin, kind of quirky, kind of out there. She says she thrived off the energy of her classmates. She spoke up. But she worries all that is changing.
I found myself becoming more nervous about speaking in front of others. I found myself scared. I found myself quiet.
Becky Lakin-Gulan, the psychologist, told me she was worried about this type of thing happening to kids kept apart from their peers for too long. They unlearn the type of social interaction that used to be normal. She fears when schools finally do open, too narrow a focus on academic recovery will take up all the air in the room, that things that build social interaction will be seen as unnecessary. That's on Caitlin's mind, too.
And now we're not going to go back to school until November. I have to learn how to be the way I used to be.
She says she has to learn to thrive on her own energy, to be the real Caitlin with or without her classmates around. For Here and Now, I'm Jad Slaman.